from Johns Hopkins University indicates the total number of confirmed cases at more than 162,000. 146 countries have been affected. There have been over 6,000 fatalities, and 75,600 people have recovered. We are still in the early stages, and the number of cases will continue to rise. The confirmed number of cases here in Alberta has risen by 17 in the last 24 hours to a total of 56. Of the 17 cases, three are in Edmonton and 14 in Calgary. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hinshaw will follow with details on these cases. We believe we have reached an inflection point in the progression of this pandemic in Alberta. For at least some of the new cases over the weekend, public health officials have not confirmed a travel history or close contact with a traveler. This indicates community spread. However, follow-up investigations are continuing. It is very important to emphasize that here in Alberta and around the world, international travel is the key element of transmission. Albertans returning to home from abroad or foreign nationals coming to Alberta are critical. It is critical that they respect the advice being given by the government of Alberta. Visitors must be vigilant for symptoms and must immediately self-isolate for 14 days. Frankly, from today onwards, all non-essential travel plans should be canceled. And let me be clear about that. I still hear about people planning to take spring break outside of the country. If they do so, they may have difficulty getting back into Canada because of the cancellation of flights. And if they do come back, they will be required to self-isolate for 14 days. There is no good reason to be traveling for leisure purposes at this time. I have asked Travel Alberta, in fact, to redirect all of their advertising to informing Canadians who are, for example, snowbirds in overseas locations about the protocols for their return to Alberta to help us manage the COVID-19 response. I want to remind people that seniors and those with compromised immune systems are the ones with the highest risk, so just because you don't feel at risk yourself doesn't matter. We're all responsible for each other's health at this time. I am concerned by reports of inadequate screening and information for people arriving from international flights at our airports, and I will be raising those concerns directly with the Government of Canada. The Emergency Management Committee of Cabinet met earlier today. In response to the escalating number of infections, Dr. Hinshaw and her team have recommended new measures on social distancing to contain the spread of the virus, and the government has accepted those recommendations. These include the immediate cancellation of all K-12 and post-secondary classes, as well as closure of licensed childcare and out-of-school care programs in Alberta. More restrictions may be rolled out over coming days, as officials' advice evolves in response to the identification of new cases, so please keep checking for the latest public health directives online at alberta.ca. And please continue to take all basic health precautions. Wash your hands thoroughly with soap for at least 20 seconds, do so regularly, and always before touching your face. Above all, take care not to expose the elderly or immunocompromised individuals if you have any symptoms of sickness. Minister LaGrange and Dr. Hinshaw will have more to say on the cancellation of classes and the closure of daycares. I am also announcing today that the Government of Alberta will increase the health budget by at least $500 million to cope with the COVID crisis. This is in addition to our already budgeted amount of $20.6 billion for Alberta Health, which is the highest amount in the province's history. This additional $500 million will be a recommendation of the government for an appropriation to the legislature this week. And we will continue to provide all of the resources necessary to help our public health officials cope with this crisis. Under the leadership of Deputy Minister Paul Winnick, the Provincial Operations Centre has moved to Level 3 of emergency preparedness and has increased staff and resources accordingly. For those who don't know Paul, he is a former Lieutenant General, Commander of the Canadian Army, and Vice Chief of Defence Staff, who recently joined the Government of Alberta. We're fortunate to have somebody of his depth and experience at this time. In consultation with Paul and senior public health and safety experts, we are assessing all future actions that should be taken to protect Albertans. Once again, I want to assure Albertans that the Government of Alberta is totally focused on dealing with this crisis right across the board, all departments and agencies. And we are having excellent cooperation with municipal governments. Last night I chaired a teleconference together with Dr. Hinshaw and Health Deputy Minister Rosen with Indigenous leaders across the province, and we're impressed by their level of preparedness for the pandemic. We have full confidence in our public health and safety officials, and we're working together to do everything in our power to contain the outbreak and to keep Albertans safe and healthy. We are equally dedicated to managing the very serious economic consequences of the pandemic and the coincident global crash in energy prices. It is critical to keep businesses operating at this time, wherever possible, for as long as it does, for as long as it does not compromise public health and maintain income support for workers. I'll have more to say about that in the legislature tomorrow. Decisions and actions taken now will ensure that our economy recovers as quickly as possible after the health crisis ends. We will move fast, and we will move first, if necessary, to stop the spread of this virus and to keep Albertans safe. So now I'll ask Lieutenant General Winnick to speak about our emergency preparedness, and then Dr. Hinshaw will provide a full update on COVID-19 in Alberta and explain the rationale for cancelling classes and child care facilities. And then the Minister of Education, LaGrange, will provide further information about the balance of the school year. General Winnick.
Good afternoon. I'm Paul Winnick, the Deputy Minister of Municipal Affairs. The Government of Alberta is taking COVID-19 very seriously, as the Premier mentioned, and we've been preparing our response since it was first identified in January. Since that time, we've been carrying out extensive cross-government coordinated efforts in order to remain fully prepared. Yesterday, our Provincial Operations Centre here in Edmonton elevated from Level 2 to Level 3 out of a possible 4 levels. Level 3 means that we are further enhancing and strengthening our cross-government coordination so that we can respond to rapidly changing situations. The Alberta Emergency Management Agency, which runs our Provincial Operations Centre, works with our partners to ensure that we can continue to respond to this ever-changing situation. Daily reports are distributed from the Provincial Operations Centre to all key partners, including federal departments, our own municipalities, and various other agencies across the province, to ensure that there is a common level of real-time situational awareness. We are constantly updating and reviewing our pandemic plan, as well as the Government of Alberta Business Continuity Plan, to ensure that measures are in place to maintain essential services to Albertans. As you are aware, Alberta has been through significant emergencies and disasters in recent years, including major fires and floods. Rest assured, because of these experiences, we are now able to work seamlessly with our key partners across the province and across ministries to respond to this evolving pandemic. Thank you.
Dr. Gina Hinshaw will now give an update on the current cases of COVID-19.
Thank you, and thank you all for coming. As the Premier noted, I have recommended that aggressive new public health measures be implemented across the province. Here in Alberta, we have confirmed 17 new cases of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. This means that 56 cases have now been identified in our province. Two of the individuals are receiving treatment in hospital and are in stable condition. The other 15 cases are self-isolating at home and are expected to make a full recovery. As always, health officials have taken swift action to isolate these individuals and any close contacts who might be at risk. However, there are several concerning elements about these new cases. Our investigation determined that seven of these cases stem from a single gathering that took place in Calgary Zone. This underlines the fact that gatherings can accelerate spread of the virus. In addition, at least two of the cases within the last 2 days appear to have been acquired from an unknown source. This means we are likely seeing community transmission in Alberta. Community transmission is when a person catches the virus from someone who stayed in the province and not from someone who recently traveled. Until now, all cases in Alberta had been travel-related or close contact with a returning traveler. These two cases mean that there are other cases in the community that we have not identified, increasing the likelihood that Albertans may be exposed within their communities. In addition, another development over the past 2 days has been conversations that I have been invited to participate in with school leaders from across the province. I have heard clearly from them that the guidance provided by Health is proving extremely difficult to put into practice at the front lines due to product shortages, challenges with staffing, and other operational issues. I have repeatedly said that we will monitor the situation, assess the emerging evidence, and make decisions accordingly. Based on what we've seen over the last 2 days, it is clear to me that now is the time for additional action. We need to put in place more restrictions to help slow the virus and protect public health. That is why, effective immediately, the Emergency Management Cabinet Committee has approved my recommendation that students no longer attend classes in schools or post-secondary institutions until further notice. All regularly scheduled classes are canceled, regardless of class size. We are also asking all licensed child care facilities and out-of-school care programs to close immediately. Approved day homes are exempt due to the small number of children they care for, but they are encouraged to use sanitation practices and the guidance that we released late last week. As a parent with children in the school system and in after-school care programs, I recognize that this is extremely disruptive for many, many families and for those working in these sectors. This is not a decision that we are making lightly. I made this recommendation after extensive discussion with school boards and in consideration of the cases of community transmission that were identified over the weekend. To be clear, we are not closing schools. Teachers and other school staff should continue to come to their schools to plan potential alternatives for students, particularly those in grade 12. I ask parents to keep their children from gathering in large groups, as the purpose of this recommendation is to prevent the spread of the virus. I know that many parents, childcare workers, and teachers will have a lot of questions. This decision was made only a few hours ago, so many details are being confirmed. We will provide answers and make sure that Albertans get the information they need. Also effective today, we are recommending new restrictions for all long-term care facilities and continuing care facilities. I am advising that these facilities limit visits to only essential visitors at this time. Seniors and people with pre-existing health conditions are the most at risk from COVID-19. Special precautions must be taken to ensure that there is not virus spread amongst these groups. I know that families want to visit their loved ones. This step is not taken lightly, but is essential to protect the lives of the most vulnerable Albertans. I'm encouraging families and friends of those in these facilities to think of other ways besides visiting that they can support and encourage their loved ones through this difficult time. Finally, while last week I announced that places of worship were exempt from the restrictions on mass gatherings, that recommendation is changing. The exemption last week was done to try to minimize the impact of these restrictions on the daily lives of Albertans and in the context of having only travel-related cases in the province. However, as I mentioned earlier, that has changed, and we now have evidence that community transmission is occurring. Effective immediately, all places of worship are now being asked to follow the same restrictions being placed on other gatherings in the province. All mass gatherings of 250 people or more should be canceled. Any event that has more than 50 attendees and expects to have international participants, critical infrastructure staff, seniors, or other high-risk populations in large numbers should also be canceled. Events that do not meet these criteria can proceed, as long as risk mitigation is in place, such as enforcing distance of 1 to 2 meters between attendees, ensuring that ill attendees are not present, and using sanitizer stations. Religious communities are a source of strength and comfort, especially in difficult times such as these. I encourage religious leaders to work with their faith communities to determine how they can continue to support each other, but in ways that reduce the risk of infection spreading. We all have a role to play in the days ahead. If you have loved ones or friends abroad, please connect with them to make them aware of the 14-day self-isolation period on their return. We have more information to help them plan at alberta.ca/COVID-19. I know this is a lot of information. These decisions are not made lightly, and I know they will have a tremendous impact on Albertans' lives, particularly parents, children, and seniors. I know some Albertans may wonder if these measures are truly necessary. I want to stress that they are necessary. It is crucial that we do everything possible to contain and limit the spread of COVID-19. The most effective way to do this is by taking a comprehensive, society-wide approach. Not testing alone, not contact tracing alone, not social distancing alone. All of them together. The experience of China, South Korea, Singapore, and others show that aggressive testing and contact tracing combined with social distancing measures and community mobilization can prevent infections and save lives. That is why we are taking these actions and why we will continue to closely monitor developments at home and around the world. AHS is not currently canceling elective surgeries or other procedures, but they are preparing for any future steps that may be necessary. If additional steps are needed in the coming days, AHS will take them. The health of Albertans is and always has been our top priority. Thank you, and I will turn it over to Minister LaGrange.
Thank you and good afternoon. I want to thank the many boards and education partners that have provided their views over the weekend. It has become clear that it would be challenging to implement health recommendations like social distancing and proper cleaning protocols. The safety of our students, teachers, and staff is the number one priority for all of us, for me and for my cabinet colleagues, for Dr. Hinshaw, and for all school staff. As the Premier stated, we will be indefinitely canceling classes across the province. Students are expected to stay home. We are all in this together, and everyone agrees this is the right decision. School authorities are expected to continue their regular day-to-day operations and ensure the safety of our school facilities. We expect maintenance, capital projects, cleaning of facilities, and administrative work to continue. Now, I know student progression will be on the minds of both parents and students. We expect every student to receive a final mark and that students will progress to their next grade level next year. However, provincial assessments, such as provincial achievement tests, will be canceled as of this time. Diploma exams, essential for post-secondary acceptance, will continue. We are confident that every student who is eligible to graduate from grade 12 this year will graduate. The government will also be working with post-secondary institutions to ensure that these extraordinary circumstances do not prevent our students from being eligible for admission to post-secondary studies for the upcoming school year. Teachers and other school staff will still be expected to work either from home or at their workplace to ensure these expectations are met. Decisions on how to do this are still to be made, and it may vary depending on the school jurisdiction. Given the unique situation, my department and I will work with school authorities throughout this process, and school authorities will receive their full allotment of funding for the 2019-2020 school year. I know these are challenging times for everyone. I will be sending out an open letter to parents in the coming days and will be working directly with school authorities to help parents through these changes. I would encourage anyone struggling as a result of this situation to reach out to mental health resources, such as Kids Help Phone at 1-800-668-6868 or the Mental Health Helpline at 1-877-303-2642. We are in unprecedented times, and we all have a role to play to keep our students and the staff that work in our schools safe and healthy. This is and will always be our number one priority. Thank you.